is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot-on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it, and glad to have you here for the program. It's Tuesday, what is this, Giving Tuesday? Something like that. When the United Nations suggests how you should give and everything else, no thanks. You know what? No thanks. I'm going to go ahead and give to the charities that I appreciate. You pick yours. I'll pick mine. I like Samaritan's Purse. I like St. Jude's Children's Hospitals. I like the Salvation Army. I like my own church. All right. So that's where I give. Donald Trump tweeting today. Already at least 24 players kneeling this weekend at NFL stadiums that are now having a very hard time filling up. They are too. The NFL looking terrible. The ratings on Thanksgiving down 10%, by the way. The American public fed up with the disrespect of the NFL paying our country, our flag, and our national anthem, weak and out of control. Melania, this just came out 7 minutes ago. Our great and very hardworking First Lady, who truly loves what she is doing, always thought that if you run, you will win. She would tell everyone that no doubt he will win. I also felt I would win or I would not have run. And country is doing great. By the way, economically speaking, things are good. No question about that. Economically speaking, things are good. As the unemployment rate is down. Gross national product, the GDP is up. Stock market out of control going up. Good news everywhere, but we need tax reform. We need the Republicans to follow through. We need the Republicans to govern. We do. We need the Republicans to follow through and get done what they promised they would get done. We've had enough of this nonsense. We've had enough of, you know, the obstructionism. And the obstructionists are not the Democrats. The obstructionists are John McCain. The obstructionists are Republicans that have political axes to grind with this president. Jeff Flake, John McCain, Susan Collins, you know, and Murkowski of Alaska. All of these folks creating the blocks that don't allow us to move forward on the promises that every one of these candidates made. The promises were all the same. They were repeal and replace Obamacare, tax reform, securing the border, so on and so forth. Most of those things haven't happened. Now, the president's been very successful, and he will have a bigger impact on the judiciary than any president in 40 or more years. But listen to this. I want you to hear this story, because a second Republican now, Steve Daines, Senator of Montana, has now said he cannot support the tax plan's current form, and I don't blame him. Let me be clear about this. His concern is the same as mine. His concern is about pass-through income from LLCs and S-Corps and single proprietorships and so forth. Those companies that enjoy single pass-through income that goes straight to the bottom line of their personal income taxes, he wants those businesses to be treated the same as big business. And Senate Republicans are now considering a trigger that would automatically increase taxes if the legislation fails to generate as much revenue as they expect. Now, it is an effort to mollify deficit hawks who worry that tax cuts for businesses and individuals will add to the nation's mounting debt problems. And this comes as Steve Daines and Ron Johnson say they will both oppose the bill. This leaves Republicans no room for error as they hope to vote on the bill this week. The problem, again, remains the same. Why should I, the little guy that has an LLC, be taxed at a significantly higher rate than, say, General Motors or any other major corporation, a C-Corp? And both of these senators complain these tax bills favor large corporations over small business, which is true the way they are written. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump says the bill will help all Americans. I think it's going to benefit everybody, said the president. It's going to mostly benefit people looking for jobs more than anything else because we're giving them great incentives. Republicans indicated they still had a way to go to secure the votes. We're making progress minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, but we're not quite there yet, said Senator John Cornyn. My question to the Republicans is, what about me? What about my small business and the many like me? Across-the-board tax cuts mean exactly that. Across-the-board tax cuts, they don't mean pick and choose and go for just the big companies. Small business is the backbone of America, so I don't disagree with Ron Johnson. I don't disagree with Steve Daines. But I also know that a tax bill has to get through because that's what's fueling the Wall Street surge right now. All the good news on Wall Street, the hiring. The GDP up 3%, up 3%, up 3%. That's all being fueled by the idea that tax reform is on the way, the idea that expatriated funds can come home to roost at the tune of $2 or $3 trillion. The companies will hire and invest. But my company wants to hire and invest. I'd like to enjoy a tax rate of 20% or at least 25% at a minimum. Wouldn't that be appropriate? Why should small businesses that account for the majority of all employees in this country not stand to benefit as well? It doesn't make sense. So hopefully in reconciliation, they can get this figured out because this right now is not where it should be. One congressional estimate says the new Senate tax bill would add $1.4 trillion to the budget over the next decade. Some Republican leaders say that's just not true, saying tax cuts will spur economic growth, reducing the hit on the deficit. But do we have realistic numbers? That's the question from Senator James Lankford. He's a guy who I think is generally pretty decent from Oklahoma. We should build in the what if it doesn't work? What changes might be needed in the tax code in the days ahead to be able to adjust to what scenario? Bob Corker, another Trump opponent, say they're open to some kind of trigger to increase revenue if the tax plan falls short. Neither Corker nor Lankford spelled out exactly how that trigger would work. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio said the trigger is possible, but he added the proposal could run afoul of the Senate's Byzantine budget rules. Both Trump and the Senate are scrambling to try to figure out how to get this all put together and taken care of. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Economic Advisor Gary Cohn spoke with Corker throughout the weekend, along with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Very possible, Corker said. And when asked if he might vote no in the Senate Budget Committee on Tuesday if the revenue isn't settled, it's important for me to know that we've got this resolved, for it's very possible for him to vote no. Long way from being there so far, but what about the small business, Mr. President? What about it, senators, members of the House? What about it? 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.